Have you ever felt really down in the dumps and had the thought, I wish I could get out of this funk? Or, what can I do to get myself feeling more like me? Maybe you've had a rough patch when many things seem to be going wrong, or maybe you've just been sick and down for a while and can't seem to get into a place where you feel more like yourself. This is pretty common, and when you've been sick for a while, oftentimes your confidence takes a hit because you haven't really been dressing up or taking care of yourself, so you're really down and don't know how to get back up again. Sometimes you just need a little pick-me-up to get your brain and body into sync to support you in a way that feeds your confidence rather than depleting it. If this sounds like you, this episode is for you. If you know me, you know how much I believe in confidence being an inside job. You know how much I believe in the benefit of learning to observe your thoughts and creating thoughts that are supportive and create action that brings results. To do this, though, it takes time, it takes practice, and it often takes an outsider to help you see those thoughts that are preventing you from doing your best. This episode will not be talking about all of that internal thought work to be done. Today, we're going to talk about physical things you can do right now today to get a quick hit or an injection of confidence. So join me and let's get your confidence rocking. Are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Do you second guess yourself or question how you would handle it if you tried and it didn't work out? Listen, what is the cost of not going for it? Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a master certified life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover what is keeping you from doing what you really want to do, bridging the gap between who you are and who you want to be. We will tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you will come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to.
Let's do this.
Hey, and welcome back to the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is episode 19, Quick Ways to Increase Confidence When You're Feeling Down. Because all of us have been there where we just don't feel great and we don't feel confident and in our bodies and in our minds. So what do we do? How could quick injections of confidence be beneficial to you? Number one, you just want to feel better because you're tired of feeling down or you have low energy and you want to feel more energy. Number two, you could just be getting ready for an interview or need to look and feel your best. Number three, you could have a date or an introduction of some sort, meeting someone for the first time, or you're reuniting with an old friend or family you haven't seen for a long time and want to look and feel your best. Number five, the possibilities are just endless. What other reasons are you committed to looking and feeling your best, having the highest confidence possible? So let's get to it. Number one, ways to quickly get to confidence. One, engaging in some serious self-care. Get your hair done, get your nails done, go to that chiropractic appointment or that dental work you've just been delaying. Top it all off with a long hot bath with some Epsom salts and a drop of eucalyptic essential oil and a dash of lavender. Here's the deal. When you engage in self-care, you're telling your mind and your body, I'm worth it. And so you are. You're naturally raising your value by acting as if you are valuable. Think about it. When you get a brand new car, what do? You keep it clean, you take it for scheduled maintenance. As the car gets worn out, you care about the maintenance less and less. So how can you flip the script on your own self-worth? Self-care all the time, baby. Yes, I said all the time. Try to work self-care into your routine, but specifically when you're feeling down and you have a lack of confidence, go to self-care right away. I promise it will help. Number two, move your body. Take a walk. Be creative and take your dog or your spouse or walk with some friends. Check out your local area for special parks or places that are surrounded by nature. This will give you exponential benefits because walking is great for moving your lymph nodes and creating more blood flow and getting more oxygen to the body. All of those things are good. They're beneficial for you, your mind, and your body. Bonus points if you're able to do whatever activities in nature, because breathing fresh air is great for all of it. There is research that shows fresh air actually reduces airborne illness and infection, and it releases stress and anxiety. Go get your walk in, and if you can't take a walk outside, that's okay. There are other things you can do. Just move your body at home using a mini trampoline. You can even take canned goods out of your pantry and lift them if you don't have weights. This is actually beneficial. Same thing. You're getting your lymph nodes moving, your blood flow moving, and your body will thank you for it later. Figure out a way to move your body. Number three, go collect some hugs or commit to one long hug a day with someone you know. Yes, you heard me right. The act of hugging has so many benefits to your health. For those of you that are hug adverse, this is obviously not for you, but you might consider it. And if you're someone who doesn't mind a hug or two, keep on hugging and collecting them because it isn't a bad thing. Hugging has been shown to slow the heart rate, reduce inflammation, and improve wound healing. In addition to that, it improves sleep, increases our ability to fight off colds, and it could lead to decreased depression. Did you know that research shows a 20-second hug can actually help you reduce pain by releasing oxytocin? That's a whole list of benefits that can get you up and running and confident in a way that you've not been confident before. Go hug away, and oh, if you're worried about other people thinking you're weird for wanting hugs, don't worry about it. Obviously, you'll know really quick if someone isn't able to give you a hug or just doesn't want to, and that's okay. Respect their boundaries. Just don't make it mean anything about you or them and move on. Remember, any person you do get to give a hug to is getting the exact same benefits as you are. I often tell my husband, I need a shot of oxytocin, babe, and I'll give him a hug that's huge. It's pretty much impossible for him not to hug me back, so he gets that hit of oxytocin right along with me. If you are curious about oxytocin, it's so worth some light research. It has many benefits, like reducing stress, and it also plays a part in childbirth, which is crazy because our bodies are just so fascinating. Go grab your hugs and thank me later. Number four, go get a new outfit or a new accessory that enhances your outfit you already have. We all have had that experience of getting a gift of something that is special, a new purchase or something new. And it made you feel like $1 million. I can remember getting new shoes as a kid and believing they would help me run faster. That's how my brain just kind of connected to those shoes. Well, not much has changed. Secretly, I believe a new outfit makes me just feel better and it completely changes how I feel. I don't love that this is true because I would like to be beyond worrying about what I'm wearing, but I really can't feel like $1 million in sweatpants and a t-shirt in the same way as I feel in something that is pretty and pink and I'm all dolled up and had my hair done and my makeup done. It's just different. Not that I can't feel good, I just feel different. When you know that you want to feel really good, find something that's fun and colorful or bright that makes you feel like you can conquer the world. There's a ton of research out there talking about colors or dressing professionally and how much it changes the perception of others about you. It also impacts how you feel about yourself. Experiment and play. Think about the things that are in your closet. How do you feel when you wear different outfits? Is there an accessory that makes you feel differently? Sometimes you don't need to buy an outfit. Maybe you just want to buy a new pair of earrings, or maybe it's just switching up what pieces in your closet you put together. One other quick tip I'll give you, if you don't have the funds to splurge on an outfit, borrow one from a friend. I remember years ago borrowing a pair of cowboy boots from a friend for an event. Those boots were like a glowing sign that said, I feel great. I felt so good wearing them that it led me to purchasing my first pair of Lucchese custom boots. Now keep in mind, those Lucchese's were not my custom boots. When I went to buy boots, there were a pair of Lucchese's that were custom made, but were made double for a previous client. So I got them half price. And to this day, I still have those Lucchese's and I love them. Number five, the last thing we'll talk about today to get more confidence quick is to take yourself on a date. Yep, going on a date. So if you think about going on a date is traditionally something special. In a typical scenario, you would wait on a special someone to find you special enough to ask you to join them to do something. Often that quote unquote something is special too. But here I'm asking you not to wait on anyone to think you are special enough to ask you to do it. Take yourself. Make a list of the things you'd love to do and what gives you joy, energy, and pleasure. Put it on your calendar and make it special. When I was suddenly single 15 years ago, I used to take myself on dates every Friday night. I would go get a healthy meal, I would go listen to some live music, or I might go to watch a movie. There were times I would switch that up and I would just go to Barnes & Noble and have a coffee. That was extremely rejuvenating for me. I would wake up on Saturday mornings refreshed and feeling like a million bucks. Look, gaining confidence doesn't have to be hard. Yes, doing the internal work is absolutely a game changer in your confidence building journey. It takes time and consistency for that. But if you want to be more confident tomorrow than you are today, and you want this to be a quick injection of confidence, that is possible. Engage in self-care. Help your brain and your body believe in your worth by caring for it like it's the most amazing thing ever, because it is. Move your body. Take a walk, work out, use a small trampoline, use a medicine ball. Lift cans of vegetables, whatever it takes to get your lymph nodes and your body, your mind flowing. Go collect some hugs. Go find someone who's willing to give you that 20-second hug. Get your shot of oxytocin. Make a deal with your spouse or your mother or your father or someone who is willing to give you hugs. There is scientific proof that this makes a difference. Go grab yourself a new outfit or some accessories or borrow them for special events or at times where you need a boost. And lastly, take yourself on a date. I hope you really know how important it is to make you important to yourself. Don't wait for anyone else to make you feel special. Make yourself special enough that you're willing to take yourself out on a date just for you. I hope you walked away today with some fun ideas of how to increase your confidence quickly and easily. Don't forget to like and follow the show. Do me a huge favor and take a moment to leave me a 5-star review and a written review, as well as, if you haven't already done this, go the extra mile and share it with a friend or a family member that you think might enjoy it. I would greatly appreciate that from you and all that love. Till next week, go be your crazy confident self. Thank you for listening in to the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please share it with a friend or a family member you think would enjoy it as well. If you haven't left a review, I would be so grateful for you to just go to the 3 dots, find the show, scroll down, find the 5 stars, and leave me a 5-star review. I would love it. If you're ready for one-on-one coaching, I am always ready to coach you. Shoot me an email, heather@hcedwardscoaching.com, and let's get you on the schedule today. Have a great week. Love you big.